3. It all adds up for me. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. It's all free. That's how easy math can be now. Hello, everybody. It's Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, August 4th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us, and we love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 347-857-2710. That magic number, again, is 347-857-2710. And you can also email us here at shoes at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. That's goodvibe, V-I-B, as in boy, E, experience, at gmail.com. And our new segment is so popular, so stay tuned for your Good Vibe Minute with Dr. Davis K. Brimberg, Ph.D., a little bit later in the show. Now, I don't know about you, but I guess for a lot of people, math is a four-letter word, and math education can be a barrier to achieving personal and successful life goals, but we are fortunate to have a math magician on the show today. My guest, Robert Adut, is a full-time high school math teacher and founder of YayMath.org, and YayMath is a free online service dedicated to meeting the growing need for math success in a positive, lively, and confidence-boosting way. And believe it or not, YayMath has helped over 1 million people worldwide to be successful in their experience in math. So I am now steering the magic hat, saying the magic prayer, abracadabra. So please say hello to our math magician, Robert Adut. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. You didn't know you were a math magician, did you?
Yeah, I was getting the chills just saying, hearing you say all that stuff. I mean, first of all, I had to get over laughing at the 1, 2, 3 song. You're just I was just laughing silently there in the background, you know. But you know, you're talking about how easy math can be, and you know that's what we're doing, making the goal of being that. And just wanted to add that the math magician was the first year's main math character. In year 2, we rolled out the Math-a-Chicken, which was really fun. And year 3, the main attraction was the Math-a-Egyptian with full-on eye makeup and pharaoh costume.
So now, for those people, and I wanted you to talk about this math,
sure,
the Egyptian. But tell us about YayMath and the whole program, the whole movement, as you like to call it.
Definitely, yeah, that's what it's turned into. The reason I mention these characters and the reason why we're talking about fears and anxiety with math is that it's really there. I mean, we have to talk about the basic need before we talk about what YayMath does and how it helps people. Is that there's a education system that's really just in a tailspin now, with less and less funding, less teachers out there, both funding for teachers and resources for them. And also just it seems like students and parents and teachers are sort of desperately searching for solutions to help them get through these courses. And aid for that is also skyrocketing, like in the form of tutors or private coursework. Education costs are getting more and more out of control. And so there had to be something to counter that. You know, there has to be something. And then you couple in the advances with social media, like with YouTube, the YouTube generation, as it's called, and you have a lot of potential. And you know, what I realized was working in my classroom year after year, there was just so much positive energy in our lessons. You know, I felt very connected with the students. I wanted them to succeed. I wanted them to grow as human beings and as students. And they, in turn, uplifted me. You know, I felt enlightened. I felt enchanted doing my work. And I said, why not encapsulate this energy, put it on video, and create an entire series of math video lessons and put that out there free to the public and let and let the chips fall where they may. And that was 3 years ago. When I pitched it to the students in the school, they were overwhelmed. They were delighted. You know, like, let's do something. Let's pioneer something. The students felt that it was something special. And kind of like this show right now, what you and I are doing, it's completely live. And so it's out there. It's raw. It's the real thing, me and students. And it's the only program of its kind out there that has a student, a live student and a teacher just improvising their way through an entire lesson, which makes it fun and makes it sort of disarming in a way.
Well, it makes I saw one of your videos, and it makes you feel that you're, while you're watching the video, that you're involved in the actual class, that you're a participant as well. It's not a flat format where here's the problem, solve it, and there's the text that rolls up and down the screen. But there's somebody showing you how to get where you need to get to solve the equation, and you hear people's questions, and most people have similar questions.
Yes, that's totally right. That's the idea. The idea is to get every viewer all over the world to feel like they're in the room as well, because you know that old saying that when you have a, please ask your question, I guess it's a saying among teachers, please ask your question, because if you have it, chances are that many other people also have that question. Always encourage question asking, which I do within the videos. And it works, because when imagine one student asking a question within the Yay Math video could lead to potentially hundreds or thousands of people out there with the same question. And all of those people are being benefited by that one student and me having an exchange that's both informative and informal, because there's no other way that I know how to teach. You know, like you're saying, it has to be fun. You know, it has to be enchanting. It has to be lively, and that's why I mentioned those characters at the beginning. But I dressed up in a chicken costume last year.
All year you wore the chicken costume?
No.
Every day?
I wore it to the lunchroom. I wore it to the vending machine. No, I wore it just for a week or so of lessons. So it amounted to maybe four or five lessons film. But it was like the featured character of the year. Yeah.
Well, that's great, because I think for most people, even like myself, math, you know, it's a dry subject unless you have an innate ability and you are successful at math from the get-go. You really dig it, you know. Oh, fractions, love those. Meet Mr. Fraction. Oh, yeah, you know. And unless you need something to spur you on, because I remember taking algebra in high school. Was it high school where the math teacher used an overhead projector? And he was this large man, maybe 6'7", wore plumber-like pants, okay, you know, he always had a smile, you know, coming and going. And he would write out the equations on the little plastic paper with the pen, and it would be in a monotonous voice, you know, x squared plus xy, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he would say, who wants to solve for y? And you'd look around the room, and there'd be the math geek. Ooh, me. And it's always that same math geek, right? And then there's somebody like me. Well, what's why? and you're kind of afraid to ask the question.
Yeah.
Because it was taught in a sense that if you're already in high school algebra, you should already know certain things. And I guess that is my question. Because you teach high school math, how prepared are you, your high school students, when they come to you?
It's a totally mixed bag. You really hit the hammer on the head there, because there's an expectation on curriculum side that they come in knowing what they're supposed to know, and then there's an understanding on the reality side that they may not have always been served within the various systems that they grew up in. And that's going on all over the country. And I would imagine in many places in the world that there is this, like what you talked about at the beginning was the barriers. This is one of those barriers, the disparity between what they should know and what they want to know and what they don't know yet. And what you're talking about with the projector, I grew up also with the projector. I remember how hot it used to get, you know, if you got close to the thing and the fan would, and it would just almost burn
exactly.
your hand when you got near it. I mean, we're talking about math is now burning your hand, besides burning a hole in your brain trying to find why. But like, the point is, what you're getting at, and I appreciate you bringing it up, is like, why would anyone want to do something in which they're turned off, and both in terms of their outlook and in terms of the feeling like they can understand it, all right? And the answer to that is two things, among others, but two things came to my mind when you're asking the question. One of them is we have to acknowledge the innate joy of being successful at anything that we do. And so there is a fun to getting good grades. There's a fun to succeeding in whatever students apply themselves to. And that has a very intrinsic value, regardless of what they're learning. And I tell them that. So you may not respond, you may not enjoy the actual material that we're doing. You know, there's a disclaimer that yay math may be used sarcastically. You're allowed to do it like, yay, huh, math.
I know, I love it. That's how you open your, because when I first heard about your organization, I thought, yaymath.org. And I thought, okay. And then hearing the opening of your video when everybody says, yay, math.
Yeah.
It opened up a whole new window, and I thought, wow, we're going to learn something exciting, valuable. And you know what, here's,
yeah.
I don't... It's always a funky thing, you know, the sciences. Why do they have to always be dry? Who says in a curriculum that math, sciences, that you have to teach it in a dry fashion, and anything with a little humor and playfulness is, well, that's not appropriate learning.
Yeah, it's definitely true. We're rapidly approaching, I'm telling you, and this is going to happen in the very near future. We're approaching a crossroads in the educational system. And I hope, my aim is that Yay Math is going to carry the flag through that crossroads where you merge the need for people to succeed, let's say in math education or any education that they need to get through to reach their goals, and the need to connect with the students that are learning. Because as you said, and as I've been in classes, and we all have, you know, many times they're just, it's so dry, and it's so monotonous, and it's not fun anymore, and we're disserving our students. And so I think definitely a little humor, a little spice, a little, you know, improvisation goes a long way to breaking that mold and really propelling us forward, and people are responding well. I mean, it's doing the job, and that's just really heartwarming.
It is. I think I just got a little hit about you would be wonderful to help teach other teachers in math how to do your style, that it's a yay math style. And it's about being playful and open in any subject in school, that learning should be fun and it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not always, even the most monotonous kind of information can be expressed and taught with a sense of levity, a sense of wonderment, a sense of playfulness, participation, you know, because everybody learns differently, kinesthetically, visually, and audibly. And when you address those three areas, then you address most people, and they will find it interesting to learn. So I think there's a little something that you can package to help these young people move forward in math and be more successful than they already are through Yay Math.
That would be a huge honor. I would love to do that. That's part of add that to the list of life and career goals on my Google Doc.
Okay, let's do it. It all started here on how to be comfortable in your own shoes.
It did.
That sounds
a lot of fun, though.
I think so. I'm going to sign. Yeah. Get you some people. We're going to sign up, and I think we're going to have a little hit. And let's do a little good vibe minute while we're in a mood swing here. So I'm going to welcome Dr. Davis K. Brimberg, PhD, for our good vibe minute. Dr. Brimberg?
Yes, hi.
What's your good vibe minute for today?
for you and your listeners, which is one of the most important things we can do is to really listen to ourselves. What do I want for me and not for anyone else? Really listening to yourself takes courage, but once you start doing it, it's almost impossible to stop. Because when you hear yourself not being truthful, you catch it immediately. You know you're not being honest with yourself. Listening to yourself takes a lot of courage because listening often means that you hear things that you don't want to hear, but they're important to you, such as this relationship is not good for me or I need to change my career. These kinds of revelations can be difficult, but they lead you to a much more fulfilling place. Because when you really listen to yourself and act accordingly, you become much more of who you really are. And being authentic means that you honor who you are, and I don't think you can ever really go wrong with that.
Excellent. That has been our Good Vibe Minute with Dr. Davis K. Brimberg, PhD. If you'd like some more insight, you can reach Dr. Davis K. Brimberg at drdaviskbrimberg@gmail.com or go to her website at drdaviskbrimberg.com. Robert.
Yes. That was beautiful.
Wow. Beautiful, authentic, and that's who you are. You are just that. You are an authentic soul that teaches with heart and soul to your students, and it's infectious because you create such a wonderful, warm, engaging environment that your students feel that they can feel safe in that environment and know that whatever thoughts they have in their head, they know that it's safe there and that they're going to learn some valuable information and have some fun at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you. I that was very nice of you. I'm searching for the blush icon for your radio program, but I can't really find it.
Blush icon? I kind of like that.
I think there is one, or at least the smiley version.
A smiley
emoticon,
version?
There it is. Yeah, the emoticon, blush emoticon. I wanna touch on what you're saying. I was, and it made me think of this when you talked about the teacher to teacher seminar to spread the Yay Math vision to other teachers, because it's really taking root and really growing very fast. And this article that I read was really inspiring. Was the number one goal for teachers, which many times we miss the mark because we're so caught up in all the goals that accumulate to the job, is to be, and I want to share this, before I preface it by saying, if there's teachers out there that are listening, I'm sure there will be, this mantra has helped me in my several years and hopefully decades to come, is that to be the student's number one advocate, and that goes across the board towards the betterment of the student. So meaning being an advocate is, like you said, can they ask a question and feel welcome and feel understood and feel accepted and not made to feel like they're behind or wrong or bad in some way. You know, am I being an advocate, like holding their feet to the fire when it comes to meeting their responsibilities in a transparent way? Like, all these things are very paramount, and when you boil it down, that's what being a teacher is. And, you know, capturing that within the videos was exactly what's making it work, because anyone who watches the videos, and if you read the YouTube comments and the Facebook posts, it always talks about, like, I wish this teacher was in my school. And that's really humbling to hear, but it's because I care about the students. Like you said, there's no cutting it any other way.
But it's
really
also, I don't mean to interrupt you, the type of format, the way in which you teach. I also read a blog about a guy that needed to take algebra after 30 years of math, and he was scared to death.
Yeah.
And being an A personality, wanting to perform and get 100%, and so he watched your videos, and he aced the test. And just through his expressing the feelings that he had prior to the exam and afterward, there was such empowering feeling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and And it's truly, I mean, you could teach somebody how to read a phone book, but it's the way in which you teach. And I think what separates any of us from being the best we can do in helping people is that we don't really engage. We don't really, like you said, really, really care to share the knowledge in a way that's interesting. We don't find it interesting, and so that's felt by the receiver.
You're right. It goes both ways. If you feel like the educator, and no matter what we're being educated on, whether it's in or outside of school, if you feel like someone that's educating you or imparting information is not doing so with a sense of engagement, which is the word you used, then you get turned off and turned away. Whereas on the other end of the spectrum, if you feel like someone is engaging you, really uplifting you, meeting your needs, and then taking you a step further, a step that you couldn't imagine yourself going to, then it leads people to write these stories. And I'm telling you, I have the arm goosebumps. These stories that I'm getting on the Facebook page, just week after week after week of stories from all over the world, primarily also people coming back from the military, going back to school, people going back to school after maybe dropping out or never even trying in the first place because they're intimidated, people wanting to change their careers to become a teacher, to become a nurse. The stories just pile on and on, and they're so inspirational. They're most inspirational stories or the most fulfilling thing that I've ever done in my entire life, without a doubt. It's to read those and to know that the AMAS is just in the picture, like on board, along for the ride, and them really pursuing their dreams. It just makes all the difference. It's the entire fuel to this whole project.
Well, I think you're about to explode with Yay Math and other things. Seriously, because when you listen to people,
I get you. I thought you were saying my body's going to explode.
I don't know. That could be.
Yeah.
You might just blow up. I mean, because right. There's a need. If you're getting, and you have over 4,000 people following you on Facebook, plus who knows how many other people around the world that have tuned into your video and have taken the time right. to share their experience with you, then you have really hit on something that is so powerful and meaningful to so many people, that there is such a need. And I guess my question to you, I noticed on Yay Math you have algebra and geometry, but what about, like I was saying, fractions? You know,
right.
some, for lack of a better term, I guess, simpler math or, you know, something junior high level or grade
right.
school
right.
level.
Like
do you offer
algebra,
other?
Arithmetic.
Yeah. Do you offer stuff like that as well?
It's absolutely the right question, and not only there's the lower ends like you're talking about, the elementary, middle school, and then there's the higher stuff as well, that's after high school and into college level. The issue is I need to be able to teach it in front of the actual class in order to keep that the spirit of having it be in front of a live classroom.
Okay.
So that you get that interaction. You know, I could, and I've many times contemplated picking up a camera and just doing it solo.
See, but here I'm getting hits with you on this show. I don't, you know, these little thoughts that come to my mind. You know, why not you going into, let's say, I don't know, your local elementary school and being a guest speaker for the day?
And, yeah, and I would love that.
You could be Mr. Fraction, or you know,
yeah.
or you know, or whatever whatever your character is, and you can. You know, I guess obviously you have to do what you need to do to clear that. But it would be, didn't you, I mean, as a kid when you went to your secondary subject outside of your homeroom and we're going to have Robert Adut as our guest today in class. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, cool, the teacher doesn't have to talk, going to have a guest, right? You
right.
kind
of
look forward to that.
Fits,
yeah.
Instead of watching a video. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, it's fascinating, without knowing it, you're right up to date with where I am in terms of the business development of Yay Math. It's about creating partnerships and and getting in touch with every type of organization out there within that's directly education-oriented or at least education funding and doing those types of endeavors. You know, there's so much to do. And so if you have ideas or if you can put me in touch with people, I'm all with it. I want to do that. I want to public speak. I want it towards betterment of more people gaining information and meeting their goals. Like, this is the whole push, the whole emphasis, and I'm all for it. It's green light, all of it.
Well, you're the right person, Robert, because you have such a big heart, and you share your heart and your knowledge and your enthusiasm, and you want to make a difference. And it takes just one person like yourself to make a difference in someone else's life. And it's that domino effect. And your teaching, what you do as a math teacher will never be forgotten and will always be remembered. And that is a lovely gift. You know, it's not a monetary gift that I think a lot of us think we want. Oh, I need a raise or I want benefits. Sure, but if you can touch a life and know that what you've helped instill in someone will help further their education, and hopefully they in turn will, I don't know, create something for themselves as they become an adult and go into the world to work and share. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, there's so much, and we can talk after the show. But I just feel that it's about to really explode because you were telling me. I mean, this is especially math, and I don't know where the stigma comes from regarding math. Do you have any idea?
Yeah. I think there's several things. Your comment just really melted my heart. I'm now officially comfortable in my own shoes, you can say.
Woohoo!
We
turned another one on. All right.
You got the right size, and the socks are comfy.
Good.
The stigma to math success, there's a lot to it. You know, I would first have to start by some people think of it as a touchy subject, but it just needs to be put on the radar in a very objective, non-finger-pointy style, is that it starts at the home with parenting. You know, I would highly hope that parents have a very measured approach to their parenting when it comes in terms of education, because I've seen this happen very often, is that many times our parents' insecurities can filter into the children, and from a very young age, we might be turned on or off to certain things based entirely on our parents' perceptions and our parents' experiences.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but we are almost out of time. I can't believe it. You're going to have to come back on the show and tell us more. But I know the wow. So I want to get out your information before we have to say so long for now. And your website is yaymath, yaymath.org, or everyone can reach you at 888-YAY-MATH. Robert, a big heartfelt thank you to you for coming on the show today and sharing Yay Math. And please, please come back so we can talk more about Yay Math and how you can help all those in need. Please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be. If you, again, want to speak with Robert Adut, www.yaymath.org. He is a math magician. Everyone needs a little math magician in someone's life. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining me today and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. Many thanks to Dr. Davis K. Bringberg for our Good Vibe Minute. And you can reach her at drdaviskbringberg@gmail.com. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes.